Now, how diverse is your hometown? Do different ethnic groups live in segregated pockets? Well, a fresh look at 2011's census data has tried to get to the bottom of questions just like these. A new briefing published this week claims that neighbourhood residential integration is increasing and segregation has decreased for all ethnic minority groups. But how does Manchester and Lancashire fare? Moss Side is the most diverse area in Manchester and Trafford, and Audley in Blackburn is Lancashire's most diverse area. Indices Race Khan went to see if Audley's locals actually agreed.
Not seemingly, no, but I, to be quite honest, only deal with the Asian communities around here, but I don't think it's predominantly due to the fact that the Asians aren't mingling themselves, they're not mixing. Maybe it is cultural, yeah, because it's not a religious kind of thing, maybe it's cultural, they're very backward.
I'd say there is a high level of segregation, it doesn't seem to be getting better.
I've lived in Audley all my life, right, and most of my mates are Asians, actually, because I've grown up around here. But I don't think it's integrated.
You don't think it's integrated, no. But then you say the majority of your friends are Asian, so...
Yeah, so I'm contradicting myself there, really, aren't I? I don't know. I think it's going to be predominantly Asian town.
It's my third week in Audley Blackburn, and I personally notice it's quite, social and very helpful and sporty to each other because the place I move from is quite scattered, you know. If you ask me to compare with the Milton Keynes to Blackburn, it's very social, very, very well connected to each other, very helpful to each other.
Well, a range of views from Audley there. Dr. Gemma Catney is the author of The Briefing and she joins me on the line to tell us more. Good evening.
Good evening.
So, Gemma, what does this mean for our regions of Manchester and Lancashire?
Well, Manchester and Lancashire are experiencing segregation changes similar to the rest of England and Wales, and that is that neighbourhood segregation is decreasing for ethnic minority groups, and that's a real trend that's been taking place over the last 10 years, and that's visible in both Manchester and in Lancashire.
That's really interesting. So, what are you putting the decrease in segregation down to, then?
There are lots of different mechanisms by which segregation can decrease, and it's a complex story. But one of those is basically that people are mixing more, that there are where people are moving to and integrating within their community means that mixing is taking place more so than it was 10 years ago. People are sharing their communities more. Another reason is that we know from previous work, and migration data aren't available yet from the 2011 census, but certainly we have seen that rural areas and suburban areas have increased their ethnic mix. And that means that ethnic minority groups, for example, just like the white British, are moving out of areas with ethnic concentrations. That's a process that takes place similarly for all ethnic groups. It's about suburbanisation, so moving for a bigger house, a garden, those kind of things, and that decreases segregation.
Actually, that sounds about right, actually, because you do see people in the community sort of moving out, and once they're a little bit more affluent, they can afford to move out to other areas.
Exactly.
Now, the three most diverse areas in Lancashire are in Blackburn, and that was one of them. So, but why do you think that is, though? Because at one point, there was this whole debate around sort of Blackburn being a very insular town and, you know, people living parallel lives. I don't know if you remember the whole Jack Straw argument many years back, but, clearly it's changing in your view.
Well, clearly. I mean, obviously, the reason that areas can become more diverse is, for example, we know that there's what we might call immigrant settlement areas, areas where immigrants may move into initially because there are better networks there, a more established community, for example. And then over time, those immigrants and the second generation and third generation move either within that area or further afield as well. Blackburn and South Asian groups, for example, in Blackburn have decreased their segregation over the last 10 years. So certainly that diversity comes hand in hand with a decrease in segregation.
So how does Manchester compare in places like Oldham?
Well, Manchester is a story of really increased segregation, really large changes in segregation. Blackburn so as well, but we can see in Manchester, for example, for some groups, for example, the Indian group has decreased by nearly 13 percentage points over the last 10 years. That's a real large change in segregation. Oldham as well has experienced a decrease in segregation for ethnic minority groups over the last decade.
Now, people would say, well, hold on a minute, you know, Oldham is still quite segregated. People still live in their own little areas within the town. And, of course, you know, people refer back to the riots, the disturbances that they had there 11 years ago. So, but there has been an improvement.
Absolutely. There's a definite change there in segregation. That's not to say, of course, that there are some areas which have for particular clusters, for example, of ethnic minority groups. But also the statistics really show a change in those clustering of certain communities as well. Mm. And on the ground, if you like, that might be harder to see, but certainly that's what the data compellingly show.
Yeah, but what I mean, we just did a quick vox of some of the people in Audley, yeah. And they feel there isn't anything changing about the area and people aren't mixing. So how accurate is your briefing?
Well, these data are based on 2011 census data. There are no comparable data. There is nothing that provides a better coverage of both the population, so the number of people that fill out the census form. That's a legal requirement, so everybody will have filled out a census form or should have filled out a census form. Secondly, in terms of geographic coverage, you don't get the same geographical detail. This is neighbourhoods we're talking about here, very small areas, so there's nothing comparable. The data are extremely, extremely accurate and go through lots of different tests as well. So we can believe in that, but I think that the reason, one message I would take, I suppose, from your examples of talking to people in Audley is that obviously there are specific challenges for communities, and if it's not felt that integration is taking place, despite the fact that it is, then maybe that is a policy issue, and there needs to be things like this study, for example, could help in informing people what's going on, and then actually engaging the community in more informed debate about what's taking place, and that actually helps in community relations potentially.
And finally, what are the long-term outcomes of more residential integration?
Well, I think really that there's more mixing between people, that there are, this is about residential mixing. It doesn't measure things like workplace mixing and school mixing, but actually people probably mix even more in places like the workplace. So it's a really positive message. I think that obviously this has taken place over the last 10 years. It's a similar story to between 1991 and 2001, but this change in segregation has accelerated. So what we really would expect is that the next 10 years will be a story similar to that.
That will be an interesting change, yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's author of The Briefing there, Dr. Gemma Catney. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.